not advise the board members that when denied being an attorney up here, I am one. I would suggest you guys get some legal counsel, because this thing is really a hornet's nest, and it's really starting to unravel. And as it unravels, I think there's some responsibilities you did should have taken that did not. Thirdly, Mr. Chairman, I hope we would join together, and I really think we have to do workers' comp on a national level for jockeys and riders and the rest of these other people. I think the other thing we had to do is get a hold of the National Labor Relations Board and change the rules that allow these people to bargain collectively with whoever they want, allow them collective bargaining. I think also we should have OSHA go to these tracks, and I think if you and I join with me, the chairman and Mr. Bingle, and go to the Secretary of Health and Human Services, ask that the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health undertake a study as a track, racetracks and related sites nationwide. And last but not least, we saw in the opening video clip here many of these people here riding, and I see those clips all the time. I see them in ads for Visa and things like this, and I think these individuals who are the riders are entitled to some compensation for that, more than what they've been receiving. I would hope we would explore together an opportunity to see how we can try to make this industry whole, because it certainly hasn't been for a long, long time. So I look forward to our next panel, but I want to thank everybody on this panel. Learned a lot here today. Thank you.
Mr. Supak, thank you.